The Gemara, Masechta Nedarim, Daf Zayin and Beis, teaches us, Amrav Chanan Amrav, Hashemei Haskarish Shem Bipi Chaveroi, if somebody hears Hashem Hashem mentioned Levatola, Tzorach Lendoisai, such an individual should be put into Chayrim. Vim Loini Do, and if you do not place that individual into Chayrim, who atzma ye benidui, the person who heard and didn't react, should be put into chayim. And the reason, of course, is because the Gemara is teaching us what a serious isser is involved in saying Shem Shemaim Levatola. The Rishonim debate where is the isser for saying Shem Shemaim Levatola. The Ran says, the Gemara says, in Masechta Temura, Daftala Mer Aleph, Yo'over as Hashem Elokecha Tira. And as the Mashal explains, the Pasuk says, Hashem Elokecha Tira Uvishmoy Tishaveya. What the Pasuk is teaching us is only when you're saying a Shvua, that you're obligated to mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, that's when you may mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Otherwise, you're not allowed to mention Hashem's name in vain. The Ramban, Rav Achai Goin, hold that you over the lav of Loi Sisa. And in fact, if we look in the Rambam, in Hilchos Shvuos, Perek Yudbeis, Halacha Tes, the Rambam says, "Hashemei askar shem epi chaveroi l'shov, or shenizba l'fanav l'sheker, or shebirach brocha shein etzvicha, shu'oivim mishum noisa Hashem Hashem l'shov, hareza chayiv l'ndoisoi." And as the Michas Chinuch explains the opinion of the Rambam, it seems that the Rambam is agreeing with the Ramban that the isser of saying Shem Shemayim v'tala is the isser of Lysisa. Actually, from here we also see that it seems that the Isser of being Maitzi Shem Shemayim Levatola is not just an Issa Derabbanan, it's actually an Issa Deraisa. Why is this Issa so serious that the Gemara says that if somebody Chas v'Shalom says Shem Shemayim b'Nidoya, as the Gemara says, Shekom Mokem Shaskor Shem Mitzuya Shem Anis Mitzuya, wherever Hashem's name is mentioned is in vain, the Aloch is Anis is found. And as the Ran explains, that the fact that we see that Anias comes for saying Hashem's name in vain, that is the raya of how serious the Isser is. And that's why the Ran says this carries the einish of being put into Nidui. Others say that if someone's in Nidui, no one is allowed to have contact with him. If no one is allowed to have contact with him, he will obviously become impoverished because he won't have anybody to do business with. Others say that the reason the Beis Meir says, the reason that he's put into Nidui is because this is a lav shein b'maisa. And we know from our Shas, the lav shein b'maisa, we can't get Malkus. So Chazal established a different Einish. What is the Einish? Anias. Why is Anias there? So the Ran explains, because the Pasuk says, "Bekom mokem she'aska shmi ovei lecha ovrechticha." So says the Ran, from here we learn that when the Shem Hashem is mentioned properly, it brings Oysher, brings bracha, ovei lecha v'rachticha. So the opposite If Chas v'Shalom, somebody doesn't mention Hashem's name properly, it brings the opposite. The Ran also brings a pasuk in Zechariah. The pasuk says v'kaloisoi es etzav v'avonov. The pasuk there is referring to someone who swore falsely with the shame Hashem. And the pasuk says that the punishment for having mentioned Hashem's name in vain is v'kaloisoi es etzav v'avonov. The Mashah, going back to the Ramban, that says that the Isser of saying Shem Shemayim Vatala is based on the Pasuk of Laisisa. So we look in the Saras HaDibros, as the Pasuk concludes the Isser of Laisisa, the Pasuk says, Ki lo yinaka Hashem es ha-shiyis ha-shmoy l'shav. Lo yinaka means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not let the person get off the hook without an einish. When we ever have an einish, so the Mashal says a very nice pshat. An einish can mean with mammon, money. An einish can mean on the person himself. But throughout Shas we have two rules. One rule is that mammon, a punishment of mammon, is considered less severe than a punishment on the person himself. And another klal we have in Shas is that whenever we're not certain which punishment to be given, we give the less serious punishment. So if here we're not, the Torah is clearly saying that if somebody, Rachman Otzlan, is maskir shem shemayim levatola, he's going to get an einish. But we're not sure which einish, a smaller einish or a bigger einish, we give the smaller einish. A mammon is considered the smaller einish. Others say that the obligation to show the proper respect to the Shem Hashem is based on the pasuk Liras Hashem Hanichbet VeHanoira, and explains the Mashal. If we look at that pasuk, if we look at the pasuk prior to Liras Hashem Hanichbet VeHanoira, the pasuk says Bechos Kol B'Seisur B'Mitzuk. The pasuk says that Say so matzuk. Matzuk means poverty. The last pshat is very much in our Gemara. We find that Das and Aviram are used in our Gemara as the example of people who were punished with poverty. We also find that they said the Shem Shemayim Levatala. Because what did they say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Hal hargeni at oimer kesharaktas ha-mitzri. And we know how did Moshe Rabbeinu kill the Mitzri? By saying the Shem Hamafarish. Now when they confronted Moshe Rabbeinu, they repeated that Shem Hamafarish that Moshe Rabbeinu had said. But Moshe Rabbeinu obviously had every right to say that Shem HaMafayrish, because he was punishing the Mitzri who was hitting the Jew. They, however, had no right to say the Shem HaMafayrish that way, and that's why they were punished with Anias. So we see that the Torah punishes the person who doesn't show proper respect to Shem Hashem with poverty. Why indeed is that the punishment? So I saw a beautiful explanation from the Maral. The Maral explains that what is the Aveira in saying Shem Shemayim Levatola? Explains the Maral that the Aveira in saying Shem Shemayim Levatola is that it shows a lack of Yerushamayim. A person who has proper Yerushamayim certainly would never mention Hashem's name in vain. Continues the Maral. The pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem V'Oretz Nosan L'Vnei Adam. What is the pasuk teaching us? That really, Hashemayim Shemayim LaHashem, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His ultimate kindness, bestows on us life and panasa. Hashem, but when does that happen? When a person recognizes that everything comes from Hashem. And that's what the pasuk says. If you are an individual who recognizes Hashemayim, Shemayim LaHashem, if you are a person with Yirah Shemayim, then you will be Zoicha, the Va'aretz Nasim of Ne'adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Aretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Gashmius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you Panasa. But if you are such an individual that doesn't show the proper Yirah Shemayim, what's the raya? Your masker, Shem Shemayim Levatala. So you're not a person who recognizes Hashemayim, Shemayim LaHashem. And if you don't recognize that Hashemayim, Shemayim LaHashem, then you are now worthy of Oretz Levnei Adam, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu should give you Panasa. And actually, the Gemara on Daf Ches on the Beis again teaches us the seriousness of saying the Shem Shemayim Levatala. Because the Gemara says, "V'zarach lachem yirah shmi shemes tzedakah merapa." Who will be zoicha that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will shine on them his son that will bring refuah and Yeshua? Ela b'nei adam shen yireyim l'hoitzi shem shemayim l'vatala. To such individuals who are careful not to say shem shemayim l'vatala, they will be zoicha to that bracha. And the Mashal explains that Gemara. He says that the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what keeps the world going. It's the foundation of the entire world. And if someone, Chas V'Shalom, mentions Hashem's name in vain, he's destroying the world. He's destroying the world. And therefore, if you are careful in showing the proper respect to the Shem Hashem, then you are bringing a keem to the world, and the sun and that shines will shine for you. The Maral explains that we know that the sun is the Mor HaGodol, as is described in Parshas Bereishis. And really, since it's the Mor HaGodol, it shouldn't be in use for people who are in this world. However, if someone is a Yerushimayim, so he is an individual who even the Mor HaGodol should serve. The Ein Yaakov explains, the pasuk says, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy, Godol Shmi Begoyim. He says that someone who says Shem Shemayim Levatala is showing that he doesn't think that Hashem is great. Memizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoyoy, for whom does the sun shine? For someone who's Godel Shemi, who recognizes the greatness of the Shem Hashem. But if you don't have that recognition, you deserve to get the sunshine shine for you. So ask the Eitz Yosef. Yes, as we're learning, saying Shem Shemayim Vatala is a tremendous sister, as we discussed at the beginning of the year. So why, if someone is careful not to do this Aveira, does he deserve such a tremendous schar? So he explains that we're going to learn the Gemara, Daf Yura Mebeis, that Rav Shimon teaches us that a person shouldn't say LaShem Oila. Why? Because we're concerned that he's going to say the word LaShem, and then something will happen that will prevent him from being able to complete his statement, and he'll end up having said Shem Shemayim Levatala. Rather, what should he say? He should say Oila LaShem. So even if he doesn't end up finishing his statement, he will not have been maskei Shem Shemayim Levatala. Says the Eitz Yosef, our Gemara is teaching us that a person who shows such tremendous respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, that he says that he's careful not to say Lashem Oila, because something might happen in that split second. That's a whole new level of being careful with the Shem Hashem. Someone who's so careful deserves a schar. Another pshat that I saw, that the Sefer HaFlos Nadarim explains, that our person, our Gemara, is referring to an individual who every time he mentions Shem Hashem, he gives a tremble. Every time he mentions Shem Hashem, he gives a tremble. He recognizes who is the Shem Hashem. A person that has in himself such a high level of Yiras Shemayim is a person that will be Zoicha to all the brachas, b'zeh u'b'ba.